Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Tes, right? We're on Pei Tes on the base. Today's daf learn discuss for Fu Shleima.
No, Ilanishmas.
The Ilanishmas. Esther Ruchama Bas Ruchayim Halevi. The yard side is today. Okay, so we are on Pei Tes on the base by the words towards the top, I guess. The words Mesiv Rava, right? That's okay. So that's like, I guess, a couple lines before they get wide. Remember what Rava had said. Rav said in our Mishnah, where it says that a woman whose husband went to Medina Siyam, and they came and told her, which meant an Eid Echad, and came and told her that your husband died, and you get married, it says, Tetsu Mizo Mizeh. Rav said that it only applies if she was Niseis Be'ed Echad. But if she was Niseis, Al Pishnei Eidim, Lo Tetsu. She doesn't have to leave. And an assumption that we had now, she doesn't have to leave from the second husband. She can stay married to the second husband. So that's what Rav says. So now, Masiv Rava. Rava asks on Rav. Brings down a Braisa, and from his Braisa, we extrapolate from the Braisa, he's going to try to have a question on Rav. Braisa says as follows, Minayim shim lo ratza dafno, tamadom v'kidashto bal karcho. So how do we know if a Kohen does not want to separate himself from either Tumah or from a woman that he's not permitted to marry, dafno, that we hit him, we force him to separate from this woman, tamadom v'kidashto. It says that v'kidashto ki es lechem l'kecho makriv, that we force him to do that, he has to maintain holy. So even bar karcho, we whack the guy until he separates from this woman. So hechi dami, what's the case that this Kohen is violating an Isser Nisuin that the Bryce is dealing with, that we force him to leave his wife. So Ilema, if we say that we're dealing, so the fact that it's dealing with a case where we know that he married somebody who was inappropriate to him, right? Rashi says, if we know for a fact that this is the way he's marrying an Almana, that we know he's not going to force him. So what's the Chiddush of the Bryce? So he says, Ilema delo niseis le'echad me'edeha. If we say the case is, that we're dealing with two eidim come and say to this woman, your husband died. So she goes ahead and marries a Kohen. And then afterwards, two other eidim come and say that her husband was alive at the time that they got married. So therefore, it's a problem. So she becomes a zona by sleeping with this Kohen, and therefore she has to separate from this Kohen, right? So now it's a sort of a suffix. We have Trey. So Elaine with the low Nises Lechad Meideh, that she doesn't marry one of those witnesses who said that her husband died, rather she marries a Kohen who's a third party, Viloka Amra Barili, and she doesn't say, I am certain that my husband died. So then, Tzrichah Lameinu Dafno, you have to tell me that you forced him to divorce. Of course he can't marry her. Elav must be the case, Denises Lechad Meideh. He married one of the witnesses. I mean, one of the witnesses who came and said that her husband died was a Kohen. She marries that Kohen witness, Bika'amra Barili, and she says, I am also certain. And then Adam come and say that her husband was still alive. So you see here, Vikatani Dafno. And you see here that you force him to divorce him, even if there is, right, Alma Mafkina Lemine. You see from here that even in the case of where you were Nises, and then Adam came afterwards, you'd force the divorce. Because we just established in our cases, she got married, and then two witnesses come to say that she's divorced, to say that he's alive. You have to leave. That goes against what Rav said. And Rav said, right, I quoted the wrong, right, Rav said, Vanises apishne, right, so that's a kasha on Rav, who said that if you were Nises to one of the witness and you claim Bari, right, Rav said if you married one of the witnesses and then the woman says that Bari, you don't have to leave. Well,
why did she assign it to?
Because she was married to somebody. It's the same question we've been asking in the beginning of the verse. It's the same question. So the Gemara says, no, it's different here. Isser Kehuna Shani. An Isser Kehuna is different because there's a higher level of Kehuna. So really, for everybody else, if she marries one of the witnesses and she claims Bari, then even if two witnesses come later, then it's not...
Why would the witnesses be questionable at that point?
Why the witnesses questionable?
Because if she winds up marrying a witness, then it would have been...
Okay, so that's a different issue that we'll talk about later in the Gemara. It talks, how can you marry one of the witnesses? Maybe there were three witnesses. Right. The Gemara has 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 the Gem on this witness. That's a different, separate question. Tomorrow is going to talk about that later. So if Ibai is Ema, or you can say, what is Dafno? Dafno doesn't mean that we force him to divorce. My Dafno, Dafno be'edim. That before this Kohen marries, and because of the din of the Kiddushah, we're going to be extra, extra special careful, and going to test and check into these witnesses very carefully in order to, before we, now you can, I don't know why you're checking more by Kohen or anybody else, because that you still have the issue of Ish is Ish. So I'm not sure. The Ibai is Ema. Or you can say kishabo edim ve'achar kach nises and the Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi. Or you can say that our case that this Brisa is talking about is where the witnesses came that say that the husband is alive. The contradictory witnesses came that the husband is dead. Witnesses came to say that the husband is alive. Then she got married. So that case will force her to get divorced in accordance with the shita that we saw yesterday of Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Yosi. Okay. So up to now, when we explained Rav, which says that two Edim come and say, and two witnesses come and say that her husband died, and we said, Lotetze, that was from the second husband, that she could remain married to the second husband. Now comes Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Amar, my Lotetze. What does it mean, Lotetze? They call Amar Rav. Lotetze me Tera Harishon. No, she doesn't have to divorce her first husband. I mean, she can stay married to her original husband who just came back. Right? After the husband returns, she leaves the second husband, she can return to the first husband. Even though we say that if Nises Labaila Hasheni by one witness, if she only one witness says, and then she marries the second husband, she cannot, we said that made a knas that she can't return to the first husband. But here, where there were two witnesses, we say there's no knas, and she can remain married to her first husband. She doesn't have to leave. Because the Havamina would be, the problem would be, well, wait a second, she's married to this guy, and then she just had voluntary relations with the second guy. We'll put husbands in quotes over there. She should now be usher to the first husband. So what Rav Ashi is saying is, no, that's a case of Anusa. Because what was she supposed to do? The two witnesses came and said she can get married. She didn't violate her marriage on purpose. So therefore she's in Anusa, and therefore she can go back to her first husband. So the Gemara says, well, what's the chiddush? Rav already told us that at once. V'ha amarav chada zimna, ditana, because we have a Mishnah that according to Rabbi Shimon, nisei shelo berushus. If, right, the Mishnah said that if you got married, she got married shalob rishus, which meant without rishus based in, rather it was with rishus of two witnesses, right? Shalob rishus based in is code words for they were shnei edim, right? So mutaris laksolo, she's permitted to go back to her original husband. That's what Rav Shimon said. And Rav said that that's the halacha. So what's this whole thing of Rav Ashi telling me that Rav says lo teitzim et teri rishum? We already know that. Rav already said that once. So the Gemara answers, one of them was said explicitly, and one of them someone extrapolated. I'm not sure which one, but it's just two. Okay, yeah, he said it once, and then we extrapolated. We had a conversation elsewhere. Because he said it once, we repeated it again. Okay, now comes Shmuel's limitation on the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah said,
where are we now?
Two Edom came, said he died, she got married.
She got married.
Then her husband shows up. Then her husband shows up.
Oh, right.
Okay. So Amar Shmuel, right, because she was staying married to the first husband. We came to talk about Edom, talking about the husband coming there. Okay, now comes Shmuel's caveat to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, right, Amru la meis ba'aleich, so the one, right, v'achar kach ba'ba'ala, teitz mizeh mizeh. The Mishnah says if you got married, Amrulach, even though it's plural, is code word for one aid and Rishus Basin. So she has one aid and Basin says that your husband died, she marries somebody else, then her husband shows up at the door. So Amr Shmuel, and she has to divorce both of them. Then the whole list of 15 problems arise. So Amr Shmuel, Lo Shandu. The Mishnah only says the rule that she has to leave the second husband, Ela Shelo Michashto. That's only if the woman doesn't contradict. I don't know the case is here. I thought the case was where the husband comes. But lo shanu, that shalom michashto, she doesn't contradict the edus that this is her husband. Like if someone shows up or someone testifies that her husband's still alive, right? She contradicts it.
Ava michashto.
This is not my husband. Ava michashto, but if she contradicts him and says, this is not my husband, lo teitzei. She doesn't have to leave the second husband. So the Gemara says, b'mayaskina, what's the case? What's going on here? So, Elema Bevetrei, if two witnesses come and say that this is your husband, that he's alive, you have a live husband, Ki Michashtale Mayavi. So who cares if she contradicts them? You have two witnesses establish fact, period. So you have, unless someone comes and contradicts the two witnesses, you have to Eidos. So what? So Ella, we're talking about the case where it's Bechad. So we're talking about a case where one witness comes and says that this is your husband. And in this case, Shmuel says that if she contradicts that witness and says that is not my husband, then she doesn't have to go out. So the Gemara says, Taima de Michachto. The reason that she doesn't have to leave the second husband is because she contradicted this witness who said that this is her husband. But Hashaska, but the inference is that if she would be quiet and she would just be silent, then she would be Teitzei. Then she would have to go out. Because she didn't say anything. So Gemara says, wait a second. What is going on? Gemara quotes the rule from Ula, of Amar Ula, Kol Makom Shemina Torah Le'ed Echad, Harei Kan Shnayim. The rule is, there's any place where the Torah says, we had to go back to whether this is a Torah rule, that's another machlokas, but any case where the Torah says that we're going to believe one witness, that witness gets the status of two. So who cares so we're establishing the case as one witness. So what is one witness? If we're accepting one witness, that equals two. So her contradiction, her contradictory testimony should count for nothing.
Right?
He says, Ama ula kol makom shemina Torah le'ed echad, harei kan shnayim. That's two, right? And ein dvarim shel echad b'makom shnayim. So one, even though they're both one human against one human, but the original one human that we accepted counts as two. So how can her contradiction violate or go against this one witness who we're believing, and therefore we're believing is two? So the Gemara says, "Hachumai skinon." What are we talking about over here? We're talking about psule edus ukedivrei Rav Nechemya. We're talking about a case where the two witnesses who came, talking about going back to two witnesses, the two witnesses came with their psule edus. We accept them.
Family.
We accept or women, right? We accept them in this scenario because of Igula, and it goes in accordance with the shita of Rav Nechemya, which is as follows. Desanya Rav Nechemya Omer Kol Makom Shemina Torah Eid Echad. Any place where the Torah permits you to have one witness, Helech Acharov Deos. We're no longer within the framework of testimony. We're now sort of in the framework of Biror. It's really just a Biror. It's not testimony. They don't have the din of being witnesses. They have the din of being Gilui Milsa. They just explain to us what happened. It doesn't have the full fledged status of Eidos, and therefore we're going to be able to accept people who we normally would not accept. And if that's the case, we just line them up. Whoever's more is more. We're leaving the framework of Eidos. We're now in the framework of how many more? Two witnesses equals Eidos. We're not dealing with witnesses. We're just dealing with people who are telling us what happened. It's not necessarily witnesses.
The whole purpose of one Eid coming before Bezin, so Bezin can be heard of a dervish to see if the guy's lying or not.
Right.
Isn't that the whole purpose of it? And you're saying here that you don't have to have it?
Well, I didn't say about that you just don't have to have a kosher Eid.
Yeah, you don't have to. According to this, you don't have to even check him.
Right. Well, we said all along. We said all along by Eidus Isha. We had AMPA. We had hearsay testimony. We had Evadim Nashim. So that's what we're saying. When the Torah permits one witness, Torah permits one. It permits anybody to come. If it permits anybody to come, so we don't have this normal rules of two witnesses being establishment. We just go according to
it.
That's exactly what I said. We left the framework of testimony. We left the framework. The Tanya of Nechemya Omer Kol Makom Shemina Torah Eid Echad. Haleich acha rov deos va'asu shtei nashim biish echad kishnei anashim biish echad. So if you have two women against one man, that's gonna win. That's gonna override. It's the same thing as shnei anashim biish echad. We're just going according to rov deos, right? Rashi says b'psule edus askinon. Look at the last Rashi of those short lines, which is a little long though, right? It says b'psule edus askinon ulaolam betray. We're talking about two witnesses came. Could go and crove him, either they were croving like you mentioned, O Nashim, Asu, Bahaja da Amri Zehu. They came and they said, this is your husband. The Kamashim on Shmuel, and Shmuel comes to say, the Azlinan Basar Rov Deos. We go according to the majority of the opinions here. Ho of Einkan Eidus Kasher, because we're not dealing with valid testimony. Ukid Rav Nechemya, like Rav Nechemya who said, Kol Makom Shemina Torah Eid Echad, Ein Din Eidus Medavar, Mide Ed Echad Emamba. Once we're believing one Eidus, we've already left the realm of legitimate, of real Eidus. So therefore, Hilkach Psulim Ne'mani Kasherim, we're allowing Psulim in this case, V'holach Achar Rov, I'm going to go according to the Rov. So therefore what? So what happens? So what's our case? So our case is two women who are psulos eidos come and they testify that this is, you have one witness, I guess, who came and said that your husband died. Then two witnesses come and said, no, your husband didn't die. So the two overwhelm the one because it's rov deus.
There are two women and two men.
Come. Doesn't matter. We just said in this case
we're out. Except the problems of men.
We're going according to the rov, but one man, two.
And two.
But that's not the case we're dealing with here.
Well,
let's figure out the case we are dealing with, and then we'll ask a question about a different case. So the case is two. Let's get the case. I haven't even said the case yet. You have two women who are psulim. They come, one man, one aide comes and testifies that your husband died. Then two women come and they testify that no, that he's alive. They contradict the first testimony. So Shmuel is mechadish over here, and we're going to accept the testimony of the two over the testimony of the one, because by the edus of Eid Echad, we go according to Rov Deos, even the Psulos. So if that's the case, if she doesn't contradict them, we have two against one, she's got to leave. If she does contradict them, then we're back probably to a two and two, or her bari will override Rov Deos, and therefore she doesn't have to leave a second husband. That's the case. Rashi says, again, look over here, it's the Rashi in the wide lines, one, two, three, four, the fifth wide line. Aval hecha de amr barili she ain ze, right? That this is not him. Dali kam mehachav aim suli elos neman lehe del adam kasher filu hanelof. Then here, once she says bari, because we're not in the realm of testimony. So if she says barili, just knock everybody out. We're going to go according to her, right? She call adam neman al atz will be surim bedavar barilo. Eli im kenish elos ksheir bedavar. The only time we're not going to believe someone who says bari is if there's real valid testimony against her. Here, there's no real valid testimony against her because it's only two non kosher witnesses who were only accepted because we're in the realm of Eid Echad. Hilka, come on, listen to Damu. Mecheskas Eishes is Yasalah Al Pirishum, and therefore she's out. We're not in the realm of. So again, Shmuel says the case was that she has to contradict. If she doesn't contradict, she stays. If she doesn't contradict, she has to leave. If she does contradict, she stays. What's the case? The case is we're dealing with two witnesses that contradict. It's Eid Echad that comes and says that your husband's dead. And then two puzzle Eidim come and say that your husband's alive. So here, since we're in the realm of Psula Eidus, we're in the realm of Eid Echad, those two witnesses count. They overwhelm the one witness. She should leave. But if she contradicts, then she can stay because we throw out the witnesses because we're in the realm of Eid Echad. We're not in the realm of Eidus anymore. We're not in the realm of testimony. So the Iyab is Ema, or another answer. Your problem is that you're saying, oh, it's Eid Echad, we're believing him, so therefore he has the same rules of an Eidus. No, that's not the rule. The rule is once we're leaving the concept of two witnesses, we're out of that framework to begin with. We're in a different framework, and we can accept Pasul Eidim, and we're going according to Rov Shitos. That's all. We're out of the regular rules.
But basically, we're
inviting Mamzerim. Why are we inviting Mamzerim?
Because you're believing one who is in a gay and you're not really should be believing him in the realm of Eidos. You're not really supposed to be believing him.
Well, that goes back to the original.
That's right.
You guys are asking the same question over and over again from the Mishnah. The Gemara is the Mishnah says Deku Mitzvah, and therefore you have these Kenosos.
It's like Menachem said yesterday. It's supposed to be interesting we ever learned in terms of Eidos.
Because this isn't Eidos anymore. That's the whole thing. It's not Eidus.
I've never learned before.
Not Eidus. Levi's Emo. Levi's Emo. It depends what you learn first. The Levi's Emo. Kol Hecha de Asa Eid Echad Kasher Merikara. Or you can say as follows. Even if you're in the realm of Eid Echad, if an Eid Echad whose Kasher comes first, he maintains the definition of Eidus. Right? Levi's Emo. Kol Hecha de Asa Eid Echad Kasher Merikara. Right? And my skin is going to ask Isha Mekara. Or you can say this is more what you are going to like. You can say, listen, we're in the realm of Eid Echad, a kosher aid shows up. He's a kosher aid, that's two witnesses, we're done.
Right.
The only time we leave the Mizgeret of Eid Echad is if that Eid Echad is a non-kosher witness.
Right.
We're going to believe him because we're allowing Eid Echad in this case, but he doesn't have the full status of testimony. So what would be the case over here? Our case over here was that the original witness who came and said that your husband died was not a kosher aid. The original witness who came and said your husband died was a non-kosher aid. And she got married based on that. And then came two other non-kosher witnesses. Two other women. One woman said your husband dies, she gets married. Then two women come and say your husband did not die. Well, okay, so what's going on now? Rov Deos. We're in Eid Echad, so Rov Deos, the two should knock out the one. No, so if she contradicts them, then she can stay. If she doesn't contradict them, then she has to leave. Right, he says, "V'mayis kinyan." He goes to Asa Isha Meikara, the Tirsa L'Rav Nechemya Hachi, and this is how we'll say the Rav Nechemya. Right? Rav Nechami says, Kol makom shehemina Torah eid echad hal achar rov deos. Every time the Torah believes eid echad, we go according to the rov deos. But also shtei nashim b'isha achos kishnei nashim b'isha echad. So two women is greater than one woman, just like two men are greater than one man. Aval shtei nashim b'isha echad, but if two women against one man, that's kapagul pagul dami. That's just going to be eidus mukhashas. That's going to be one, because the one man has maintains that status of strength. Okay. That's the end of that. Next. We're still on my base. Okay. Tzricha get mizeh u mizeh. She must receive, right? The next mishnah says they come and they say meis valech. Again, that's for one witness. And then her husband shows up. She has to get a get from this one and from that one. So bishma rishon tiboy get. I understand why from the first one she gets a get, because she was married to him, right? Ella, Dusheni, Amai, why does she need a get? Nus mamahu. That's Tom's list. There was no, once the husband comes and realize, she can't be married to two people once. So once the husband shows up, that second marriage was invalid. So why is she getting a get? So Amar Ravuna, Ravuna says, Gzeira Shema Yomru Girish Zeh, because it's Gzeira that maybe people say that people say that she married this, before she married the second one, the first one divorced her. Nasa Zeh, she married the second one. And now, Nimtos Eishadish Yotze Below Get. And now she's leaving the husband with that second without a get. They're not going to know all the scenario. They're going to think that she's leaving without a get, because they don't know. So they want to make sure you give her a get. So Ihachi, if that's the case, Seifa, look at the Seifa. The Seifa says, the Katani, Amru La Meis Be'alech V'nid Katsha. If they say that your husband died, right? And she only got engaged to somebody. She didn't get married. She only got engaged. And then her husband comes back. She can go back to her husband. So there's a problem. Why don't we say, why don't you say in that case that she needs a get from the second person? The same problem comes up. Even if you have Eirusin, you would need a get. And why is she not getting a get in this case? That's the same problem. They will say, oh, she can leave Eirusin without a get. So the Gemara says, and the Nimsus Ashes each Yotzer Shalom beget. Gemara says, no, Olam Ba'ya get, in the Chanami. In that case, she needs a get as well from the second one. The Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case that she needs a get from, in that case, because we're choshish for what the people are going to see, so then, Nimsazeh, what's going to end up happening, Nimsazeh, Machse Grushasso Misin is Arsa. It looks like in this case, well, he's taking back a woman who was married. He's being Machse Grushasso. Right? In other words, In the second case where we say that she can go back to the first husband because it was only Eirusin, how can you do that? The second one's giving a get. People are going to see the second one giving a get, and then going back to the first husband. How can you go back to the first husband? So Gemara says, you can't go back because Rav Yosef Akipa, the Amar, Min Hanisum Asur Min Eirusin Muteres. The only time you're allowed to go back to your original husband is if the woman remarries and has a real Nisuin. But if she only has Eirusin, she may go back to her first husband. So we're not concerned about that.
Yeah, but he never. That's a case where he divorced his wife. She went and married someone else. He divorced her, and he can't take her back.
Correct.
He never divorced her.
He's
in the prison. He never actually divorced her.
But it looks like it. It looks like they were separated. She married somebody else because she's giving a get. So giving a get, and then going back to the first husband.
Right,
okay. That's what concerns us. So how many tani seifa? The Gemara asks. The seifa says, "Af al pisha nasan la achron get lo psalim in a kahuna." The seifa says, even if the second one gives her a get, right? Again, this is in the Emerson case. She's not possible from the kahuna because she didn't have bia, so she's not possible from kahuna. She's not considered a zona. So michlal the lo by a get. It must be that she doesn't even really need a get at all. Why? Because the e by a get am I lo psalim in a kahuna? Even if. If you give a get, even quotes, Rashi says, even if you give a get the Rabbanon, you consider a grusha the Rabbanon, you're pasur from kahuna. Like, the pasur from kahuna is what's called reyach haget. It's a scent of a get.
Right.
So the Sefer says that this woman, from the second, even if she has the second husband, and then her first husband shows up, she goes back to her first husband, by the fact that it says that she's allowed to go back to a Kohen, must mean that she doesn't get a get. Because if she gets a get, even the Rabbanon, she becomes custom Kohen. So Moshe says, ain't a Hanami, because in our case, the Gemara says, that in the Seifa, where you're Nekadish to the second one, you don't need a get. You don't need a get. El Seifa, why? Amri kedusha toshavu. They'll just say it was a kedusha by mistake. So Gemara says, okay, reishanami amri nisum tawis havi. So why in the first case also people? Okay, they're going to say that's a mistake in kedusha. So that's a mistake in nisum because they thought the husband was dead. So why need to get in that case either? So Gemara says kansua derabanan. They made a knas derabanan in the reisha to make her have a get. So Gemara says, okay, so seifa nami the kansua. So make her have the same knas in the seifa about with just the isurim. So you know reisha the avid isura. Then kansua, say for the law of Yisura, lo kansua rabbanon. The reisha, she did something wrong because she had bia with this guy when she was still married. So there we have the knas. She has to get a get. She gets the get, and all the stuff happens. The seifa, in the seifa, where she only engaged to the guy, so she doesn't have to get a get from him. She didn't do anything wrong, technically. I mean, I wonder if they had kedusha bia, if that would count. I don't know. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, right, the case of the Eid Echad, where they said that your husband died, right? Sorry, today's daf. Your husband died, this is so long. This is just impossible. I told Menachem yesterday, I was listening to a shir yesterday from yesterday's daf. Took a guy an hour and 35 minutes. Okay, that's 2 days for us.
He finished, yeah.
Okay. So, Ein Lo Ksuba, right? So, one of the things that she doesn't have, she doesn't get a Ksuba, right? The case was where one witness came, says, your husband died, she got married, her husband shows up, she has to take him, Ein Lo Ksuba, she doesn't have a Ksuba, right? Ein Lo Ksuba. My timer, why does she have a Ksuba? My timer, Takino Le Rabbanan Ksuba, Kidei Shlotia Kalabe Ein Lo Tzi. The whole purpose of having a Ksuba is that it costs money to divorce, and you don't want to divorce, that's not what they want. But ha, Tei Kalabe Ein Lo Tzi. But we want her to divorce her in this case. So, we get rid of her Ksuba. Just an interesting Tosos points out, what does it say over here? It says, my time with Akinle Rabbanon Ksuva. Sounds like Ksuva is at the Kaz de Rabbanon. Tosos points out, Afagav the Kaimalon Ksuva Doraisa. Ksuva is really a Doraisa. Look at the text of the Ksuva. The text of the Ksuva we write is, Kesav Zuze Masan de Chazulit Lechi Midu Oraisa. So what are you talking about the Ksuva de Midu Rabbanon? It says, so Hacha Amirvi, Dachverusu, my time with Akinle Rabbanon Lamon Ksuva. Why do the Rabbanon make it given Almana Ksuva? Because that's the Rabban al Divrei Kol. That's Mishum Shilote Kal Ve'en of Lotzia. So Hachinami Afilu Besula Sheisa Ksuv Mer Torah Kansu Beksuva Kadeshi Kal Ve'en of Lotzia. This whole they took the reasoning by the Amana, threw it over here to say the reason why she doesn't have the Ksuva. Okay, Ein La Peros. She doesn't have Peros. The idea of what the Peros was is a machlokas, meaning either that the husband ate he used up the Meluk property, doesn't have to pay that back, or he no longer has to ransom her. Because she's captured. Ein la peiros, she doesn't have peiros, v'lo mazonos, she doesn't have to feed her, v'lo blow, she doesn't have the clothing. Why? Because those are tanai ksuba dummy. That's all part of the ksuba, and that's the same thing as the ksuba. She doesn't have the ksuba, she doesn't have this. So, not la mizel, mizel, we said if she did take the ksuba from either one of them, she has to return it. So, the one says pshita, right? It's pasha. So, namada tema came to tafsa, maybe that if she grabs it, so she's a mutsak, v'lo matkina mine, kamash v'lan, that the Knas says even if she's a mutsak, she has to relinquish that. And then we said, in this case, we said that the vlad is a mamzer. Okay, so now what's going on here? Why is the Vlad a Mamzer? How can the Vlad be a Mamzer? I understand that the Vlad from the second one is a Mamzer, but if she stayed with the second one, if she goes back to the first husband, why is the Vlad a Mamzer? It's not really a Mamzer. She's married to him. So now we're going to get into the sugya of Koach de Rabbanim La'akor Davar Min HaTorah. So we're going to go through a whole sugya of Trumos and Meiser of Akor Davar Min HaTorah, and we'll get back to our Mishnah. So basically right now, we'll go to the Mishnah in Trumos. Tanan Hasam. Ain Tormin Minatame ala Tahar. If I have one pile of Tevel that's Tahar, another pile of Tevel that's Tame, I can't take Truma from the Tame portion and then pater the Truma, the Patel, the Tevel of the Tahar portion. Right? Ain Tormin Minatame ala Tahar. The Im Tara, if I'd say I did, but I did a Peshogeg, Trumaso Truma, then that's valid Truma. Because Midoraisa works. That's valid Truma. But bemezid, if I did it bemezid, if I was torin from the tameh onto the tar, lo asa lo klum. I didn't do anything. So we're saying, okay, what's lo asa lo klum? What does that mean?
You didn't give truma.
Well, that's what you say. So my lo asa lo klum. Where's lo asa lo klum? Machlokes. Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Chizda, lo asa lo klum kloikar. Exactly like you said. He did nothing. The Chachami made a gzera da fil ahi giriva hader tivla. Even the portion that you separated out goes back to being tevel. That's wild, because midoraisa this works. The Chachamim have this power. They're saying that what you took out, I'll say that you have to retake from the Torah portion. But what you took out should be truma. Give it to the Kohen. No, it's not truma. Goes back into the pile. Right? Lo asa v'lo kol ikar dafila hi gariva hadra letvila. Rav Nassim, Rav Oshi Amar no. Lo asa lo klum l'sakin es shirayim. You didn't fix what's left over. I mean, you have to retake, right? Aval truma have, but what you took out was chal shem truma on it. Okay. Still have Tommy truma. We let it burn it. We let it use it for fuel. Okay. So Rav Chizda lo amar kirav nasan kirav oshia. Right. Rav Chizda does not hold like Rav Oshia because Rav Chizda says it's nothing. It goes back to Tevel. The I amar tave truma, because if you say that it is truma, zimun the pasha lo mafresh. Somebody will say, hey, wait a second. I gotta go. Why should I go back? You tell me this is valid truma. I'm not going back and taking more truma off the power of fortune. It'll be a takala over here. So say the whole thing is no good. So he'll know we'll have to take truma again. If you tell me this is valid truma, but yeah, this is valid truma, I have to take again. He's not going to do that. So the Gemara says Maishna. Then question on Rav Chisda. I'm going to ask on Rav Chisda. Right? Rav Chisda says it all goes back to nothing. It goes back to tevel. So Maishna. Why is it different than the following Mishnah? Ditnan. Where is this Mishnah? Probably also in Shumas. Maitnan, right? Hatorim kishus v'nimtzas mara. Avatiach v'nimtzas saruch truma v'yasser v'yitcham. Guy's taking truma, and he takes, I guess kishus are like these gourds, right? He takes one gourd out to be for truma, and it turns out that that gourd is bitter. You're not supposed to be taking truma from bad, take bad truma for good produce. So you take this gourd, and it turns out that it's bitter. Or this avatiach, which I guess is a watermelon, some sort of melon, right? Vinimsas saruach. Because these things should taste a little bit beforehand. The Gemara will say that. Right? Vinimsas saruach. And you see that it's spoiled. So we say it's valid truma, it's truma, but v'yachsru v'yitrum. And you can go back and do it again. Wait a second, Rav Chisda. What did you just say? In our case, if you're going to have to go back and redo the truma, we make that the original truma we took out took us nothing because we're afraid that you won't retake it, right? Because even if you did shelo kadin on the payments that you were mafresh chal shein truma. That's the kasha Rav Chisda says that when you told him shelo kadin, even the payments that you were mafresh don't have the same truma. So the Gemara says shogeg amazing karamis. You're comparing. When did Rav Chisda say lo asav lo klum? That was in the Mishnah we said originally. That was a different amazing. Here's the guys for shogeg. You're not going to shogeg amazing karamis. Shogeg lo avadi sura. Mavid ka avadi sura. Well, he doesn't amazing, so we realize that he's a bad dude. So if he's a bad dude, then we're concerned that he's not gonna, that he's gonna make the excuses. The guy did it for shogeg. We're not so concerned. Well, hey, I did it wrong once, so I'll do it again. You're not so concerned about it. So the Gemara says, okay. V'rami.
So Rav Nosson says for that.
Rav Nosson didn't say anything in this Mishnah. Rav Nosson said that so Rav Nosson said, I'm afraid. Rav Nosson, you have to explain what the Machlokas says. Rav Nosson does say that the truma is valid.
So he said truma, even though it's amazing.
Even though it's amazing, that was the case. Okay. Even though it's amazing. That's right. Yeah. So the Rami Shogeg Ashogeg. So let's make a question. One Shogeg against another Shogeg case. Rami Shogeg Ashogeg. Right? Because Hacha Kachani, in this Mishnah, it says, Bishogeg Truma So Cheruma. And you don't have to do a step, right? Out, the original Bryce that we quoted, we said, if you did Tame from the Tor, if you did a Bishogeg, it's completely good, you're done. But here, you did a Bishogeg, and you have to retake. So what's going on? Why? It's showing you over there, is it valid? And showing you over here, you have to retake. Right? So it says, Hassam, sorry, it says, Hacha Bishogeg Truma so truma, and hasam truma yachsor v'yitrum a second time. So our answer is hasam, by the case of the melon or the gourd, it's shogei karov l'mezid. It's close, it's not, it's like a third category. It's in between shogei and mezid, because these products are prone to spoilage. So what you should do, the boile l'mit ame, you should have somehow tasted it. Now, how do you taste it? It's tevel. So you have to figure out a way how to taste it because it's tevel. You separate a minute portion and take a minute thing, you take two more of that and you taste it. You say, oh, well, it's spoiled, so therefore you're not going to use that to separate for anything else. Right? Mishundi barley litme. So you have, according to Rav Chisda, you have these three statuses over here. If it's pure shogeg, then you're done. It's all good. If it's pure mezid, then you got to start over. It's nothing. If it's karov lemezid, then what you were told in the shuma, and you just redo everything else. According to Rav Nosson, there are only two statuses over here. There's shogeg mezid. If it's shogeg, you're all good. If it's mezid, then you just have to retake it, but the original thing still maintains the status of shuma. So now the Gemara says, okay, v'rami mezid amezid. Let's also make a question about mezid amezid, because over here, katani b'mezid lo asa klum. According to Rav Chisda, if you didn't b'mezid, it's no, our original brayse, if you didn't b'mezid, it's nothing. Right, you have to go back and do everything. Right, but hasam tanan, and over there we have another case, which is tanan over there, hatorim, purposely, hatorim, mi atzah she'ein nakov, al nakov, so truma v'yasa v'yachom. An atzah she'ein nakov is a potted plant that doesn't have a hole, right? It does ein nakov. So therefore, it's only chayv truma semaisos midorabanan. And an atzif that's nakov, it doesn't have a hole, we say that it still gets yanika from the karka, and therefore it still has a chiyuv midaraisa. So you took from the derabanan on the deraisa, you took from the ein nakov on the nakov, we say that the truma is valid. What you took off is truma, right? The yachzer v'yitzrum, but you have to go back ahead and do it a second time. That's a kasher of chista. Why is when you're torahing from the atzus she'enu nakov on the atzus nakov, we're not choshesh that if we're going to say, oh, that's still valid truma, we're not choshesh that he's not going to go back and be mafresh again on the atzus nakov. Just like what chista said that we're choshesh if he did. In our case, where he was b'mezid, we said he was choshesh. So the gemara says, okay, no. The difference is betray money tzayis b'chad mana lo tzayis. I'm not exactly sure what this means. If there are two kelim, okay, we have an atzis nakov and atzis ainu nakov, we're not concerned. He will go back. But in one kli, he won't go back. In other words, the case of the tahor and the tamei truma, it's all in one. I guess it was all in one barrel. So he took the tamei portion. I don't know. I guess they didn't become wet, so they can't make each other tamei. So he took the tamei stuff, and he takes all the tahor stuff. That he already took from that barrel. I'm not going to go back. Here, once it's from one plant, and there's things in another pot, he'll not worry and didn't make the gzera. Okay. So now we're done with Rav Chizda. Now according to Rav Nosson Bar Oshia, who was cholik on Rav Chizda. And Rav Nosson Bar Oshia said that in the case of Mezid, lo asav lo klum just meant that the truma they took off is still truma, but he has to go ahead and re-separate. Right? Rav Nosson Bar Oshia, the Amar, lo asav lo klum, atakin shirayim, aval truma have, why is this any different than that Mishnah that we just saw in Demai, where we said, minna nakuv al she'ein nakuv, if you take from the non-hold pot off of the, for the hold pot, truma so truma, right? It's valid truma, but the lo te'achel ad she'yotzi aleh truma u'maiser b'makom acher. It said it's valid truma, you have to give it to the Kohen, but the Kohen can't eat it until truma meiser is taken off from somewhere else. Whereas I took truma off the nakuv she'eno nakuv from the eno nakuv. I took truma from the nakuv on the ein nakuv. Okay, so what I took off is considered truma. I give it to the kohen, right? But nevertheless, the kohen can't eat it until
set aside.
Set aside the truma for something else. The question would be,
right? Minanakov means it's good. It's just getting yanika from the ground.
Minanakov. No, nakov. Right. So I took from a nakov al she'ein nakov. Right. So
it's still getting yanika.
So let me say the case again. Let me say the case again. So I took from something that's chay of midoraisa for something that's not chay of doraisa.
Which is nakov.
So I can. I give it to the kohen. I give that portion to the kohen. You say the kohen can't eat that piece because what you took right now is you're taking truma. The truma portion that you have was taken for something that's not that's only chay of midorabanan. I took doraisa for
derabanan. You took it from the nakov. The nakov is a doraisa.
Correct.
So
the Kohen can't eat it. So the Kohen can't eat it. Because he didn't take Truma. You didn't take Truma. Because you didn't you separated something that's Chayim Midoraisa for something that's Chayim Midorabanan.
So
you didn't separate this the portion that was Hufrash has to be Hufrash from something that in order for the Kohen to eat it has to be something that's Hufrash from something that's Chayim Midoraisa for the Kohen to eat it.
That's exactly what happened.
But he didn't. He took from the
Nakov, which is
he took from the Hanukov to Patra something that's not Nakov.
Right, then that Nakov is the Rabbanan already.
That's exactly the point. Okay, we'll do it again. So Maishna, no, let's do it again. Maishna mehaditznan. Look at the Rashi, right? Maishna the haditznan, right? The guy took from the nakuv for the ein nakuv. Lo tocha lo kohen. You can't give it to the kohen. Ad sheyiten alasozer trumel maishim makom acher. Why demachz kikinan lei betevel gamor? We say that this nakuv the portion is still considered tevel. Because what did you do? All you basically did was just take a portion. You took something out. You weren't mafresh anything yet. The only way truma works is if I take what's chayev off something that's chayev. Here I took something that's chayev off of something that's not chayev. So I still maintain the status of tevel in the portion that I took. You didn't do anything with it yet. What did you separate it from?
When you said not chayev, what are you talking about?
Not chayev and truma deraisa.
No, which kelim is it not chayev?
Eino nakov.
No, that's not what we're saying. It says,
exactly. You took from the nakov in order to
pot. Which is the rice.
But you took from the nakov in order to pot to what's only chayv the rabbanon.
So why can't you do that?
Because the Mishnah says you can't do that.
You're taking from the rice and pot to
rabbanon. Because it's still tevel. You didn't take it away from anything. You didn't do anything with it. Right. Read the article. Read the article for me. No, read it. You have to understand in order to go. You have to understand in order to go weiter. Read the English.
Okay.
Read the English to me. Someone else read the English to me. See if I got it wrong.
If one separates probolus from a perforated pad, that's truma.
Right.
For probolus grown in an unperforated pad.
Right.
Truma say truma.
It's truma right.
Is treated as truma.
Right.
Why? Because it came from an
unsafe. Correct.
Comes from a knockoff and an inner knockoff.
Okay.
Right? So it's
but,
truma.
But.
Okay. V'lov teyachal achi yetze leo truma meizim mokamachir, but it should be not be eaten by the kohen until the giver gets a truma and meizim from it, for it from
another place. Right.
Because the original truma is still tevel.
Right.
It wasn't mafresh.
Because you weren't mafresh from anything.
From the knockoff. From the inner knockoff.
From the knockoff. You took it from the knockoff. You now weren't mafresh anything yet. Because
what's the tevel? Which one's the tevel?
Okay. Start again. You have.
What's the tevel?
You have. Start again. You have a plant.
I don't understand the difference that he wasn't mafresh.
That's his father.
That's the only thing he doesn't
right, understand. Right, what's the tevel?
He took
which
the pot. He took
which
it.
Pot? I can only one person at a time.
I'm sorry.
Which is the
part that you were mafresh is still considered tevel.
The part that
you were mafresh
is still tevel.
Still considered tevel.
It's mafresh.
Correct, because you didn't separate truma from it.
You just did.
No, you didn't. You separated for something that's anal nakov. You took it for the other portion. Okay. So Gemara says Shani Hacha. So maybe the rice or truma al yusahi. It's different over here because by the tamei and the tahor, the reason why we say is you don't have to take, that he says that it's valid. It's okay. You can eat it because me the rice so you can take from tamei and the tahor. But over in the case of Batorme, Atis Nakov and Eno Nakov, so Midoraisa, there's no shame truma on it. Because there's no shame truma on it because what you took it for something that wasn't chayev at all. Yes, that piece is chayev. But you didn't take it to be part of that piece. You took it to part of another piece. So you didn't take anything that's chayev. And therefore therefore it's no good. Kidin Rabbi Law, the Amr Rabbi Law, Minayim Batorme, Arala, Yofish, Trumas, Truma. How do you know if you take from bad onto the good? Right, the truma is still truma. Right, it's about the same case of tamei and tahor. Because the pasuk says, "Vilo sisu alav chet baharim chem eschalbo minenu." If you, it won't be a chet, right? Don't do a chet by taking the bad from the good, basically by taking the bad from the good. So v'im ein kadosh, and if there's, it's not valid at all. So what chet would there be if it doesn't have a chalos? What chet would it be? So the deal being by the fact that you took it off. By fact, but they warn you, don't do a sin. Don't do a sin by taking the bad for the good, right? Means that it would work and it would be a sin, right? So, Mikan, the Torah, Minarala Yafa, Shetrumaso Truma. If you take from the bad for the good, it's valid Truma, but you got a chait for doing it. Okay. Now. Okay, Amalach Rabbalor Chizah, Lididach, according to you, the Amark, Lo Asiv Lo Klum Kol Ikar. Now we're getting to the whole thing. The whole point with this whole back and forth was to get to the idea of Oker Dover in the Torah. According to you, that the guy took Tomei from the Tahar, and you say Lo Asiv Lo Klum means at all, nothing. Dafilu Hai Gerira Hadal Tvila. Even this piece that you separated, it remains Tevel. So my time, and what's the reason why? Gzeira Dilma Pasha Velo Mafrish. Because it's a Gzeira, then maybe he won't go ahead and re-separate from the other portion. So Mi'ika Midi, how can it possibly be that the Midor Rice have a Truma, Midor Rice, and this is valid Truma, like we just said, you can be Porit Mafrish from Tamil and Tahar, or Mishum Dilma Pasha Hakur Rabban Lechule? And then just because of Gzeira Rabban, they take away the Dindor Rice and they say, this is considered valid, it's complete cooling? How can you do that? The key basin, Masin Lakadav Minatorah? Can the basin do something and uproot something Minatorah? So the Gemara says, Amr Leva Atlo Tisbra? You don't hold that? Look at our Mishnah. All right, our Mishnah says, Havlad Mamzer Mizeh Umizeh. The Vlad is a Mamzer from, but if she doesn't separate, the Vlad from the second husband will be a Mamzer, and the Vlad from the first husband will be a Mamzer also. The Gemara says, so Bishlam Mishani Mamzer, I understand from the second person it would be a Mamzer. Why? Because she's married to the first one. Ella Rishon Amai. Why would it be a Mamzer? Ishtohi, that's his wife. You're right, and Yisrael Malyuhu, the baby's a fine Yisrael. And Kasharina Lebe Mamzeres, and now you're going to say he's a Mamzer, she can marry a Mamzeres? You can be Okam Mina Torah, and you can allow this full-fledged Jew to marry a Mamzeres? So Gemara says, no, he can't marry a Mamzeres either. Amra Le, Haki Amr Shmuel, Asher Bin Mamzeres. He's like this quasi status. He's neither here nor there, I guess that's the way they say it. Bechenki Asher Rav and Amr Rav Yochan, Asher Bin Mamzeres. But my Karile Mamzer, why do we call him a Mamzer? Because Asher Bas Yisrael. The Knas is that he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. He can't marry a Mamzeres. But that's just the Knas, Midar Rabbanan. We're not being Oka Dovman or Torah and allowing and saying that this guy can now marry a Mamzeres. Not the same thing. But you, Rav Chizda, are Oka Dovin Torah by telling me that this thing, which is valid Truma, is now back to Tevel. What's going on? So the Gemara says, I'll bring you plenty of sources where we see Okedav Amir Torah. So Shalach Rav Chizda Rabba Biyar Rav Acha Bar Huna Ve Ain Based in Master Lakar Dov Min Torah. You really have this problem. I'll find you plenty of examples. Following examples: Vatanya Rav Brisa Meimasai Adam Yorish Ishto Katana. At what point in her lifetime can a man be Yorish his minor wife who was married midravadan? It was done with the mother or the brothers, not from the father, right? Beishame Omrim Mishitamo become Masa when she starts looking older. Basil Omri Misha Tikanis the Chuppah, even the second you have Chuppah, Rabbi Lezer Omri Misha Tibel, when you have, when they have beer with her, right? The Yorsha, and at that point in time, according to those three Shitas, you can Yorshin her, Umitamela, and if he's a Kohen, you can deal with her, he can deal with her burial, the Ocheles Begino Truma, and she can eat, if he's a Kohen, she can eat because of him, the Truma. So now the Gemara is just going to ask, before we get to the point, the Gemara is going to ask on the Braisa. The Shame Omri Misha Tamu Kamasa, the Gemara says that when she reaches a certain age, Afagat Blo Nechasel Chuppah, even if they don't have Chuppah, okay, she reaches a certain age, but you have to do something, you have to have some sort of marriage, so he wants to know, Ema Misha Tamu Kamasa Vitikasa Chuppah, you're right. But minimum, she has to have Chuppah, but it has to have the next stage also of reaching a certain age. But Hachika Amrulu Beis Shammah Beis Hillel, this is what Beis Shammah says to Beis Hillel, Dika Amiritu, Misha Tikanis the Chuppah, you say only if she goes to the Chuppah, that's all she needs, right? No, she has to have this under mikomosa, then the chuppah works. If she doesn't have the under chuppah, the chuppah doesn't work and it can't be matar. Okay, and he can't be yarshin her. Rabbi Lezer Omer Misha Tiba El. So the verse says, Ha Amar Rabbi Lezer Ein Masa Katana Kum. But then we say that the mice of a katana is no good. So who cares if she has bia? So the verse says, Ema Misha Tagdiel Vitiba El. Because when she gets older, he has to have both. She has to get a little older and have bia. Okay. But bottom line is, Katani Mias, it's a little side, I don't know why that's there. Katani Mias, nevertheless, the Mishnah, it says, Katani Mias, Yorsha. V'ha-ha-cha, but in this case, the Midoraisa Avu Yorisla. They're not really married yet. It's not a full-fledged marriage. Only marriage Midoramana. So now Avia here is not really, it's based Avia, because if it was her father, then it'd be a marriage Doraisa. So it says, Midoraisa Avu Yorisla, her father's family, she yarshin her. And here we're saying that Midrabanan, you're uprooting the Din D'Oraisa, and saying the husband should divorce her. So we see from here that the Chacham can oker davar min haTorah. So the Gemara says, no, the different over here. Here is Hefker based in Hefker. We have the Din of Hefker based in Hefker, which is another Shas Sugya. Does Hefker based in Hefker mean, here is a little interesting, because Hefker based in Hefker is a machlokus, whether it means basically can just take it out from someone's Rishus. Who says that basically can actually put it into someone else's Rishus? Here we're sort of putting into someone else's Rishus. Right, the Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, says, we know each Hefker based in Hefker. How do we know the Hefker based in Hefker? Shene Amar is what Ezra says to Bnei Yisrael. Right, this is in, I don't know where it is. What does Ezra say to Bnei Yisrael in Ezra Perek Yud? Right, v'chol asher lo yavol shlosh shamim katzasa sarim zekanim. It doesn't come from within 3 days, like the advice of the ministers and the elders. Yecharam kol ruchusho v'hu yibedel mikal gola. We'll make a cheirim on his produce, and he's going to separate from the kal, meaning the chachamim have the idea of the ability to take away his property. Rabbi Lezer Amar Mehacha, he says from here. This is when they're divvying up the property. It says, "Eila hanichalos asher nichalu elazar kohen Yeshua ben Nun roshei avos lematos bnei Israel." These are the portions that were apportioned by Elazar and Yeshua and the heads of the fathers for the matos bnei Israel. V'chi ma inyan roshim etzel avos? Why do I have roshei and avos? Right, Elomlach Ma Ovos Manchilim Bneihem Kol Masha Yirtzu Af Roshim. So to the heads of state, Manchilim Esa Am Kol Masha Yirtzu. Just like the fathers can bequeath, so to the basin can bequeath. Therefore, we have the concept of basin hefker has basin hefker. So now, fine. So we're still in the midst of trying to prove from this brisa that you can chachamim could be oker davar shemina Torah. We try to prove it from the idea that he's yarshins her. The Gemara says no, that's not a kasha, because the reason why he yarshins her is because of hefker basin hefker. The next, the Mishnah is going to then they're going to ask about other cases. The next one, the brisa says he can be metamah. The Gemara is to ask the question: how can you allow the kohen to be metamah for her if they're not? If it's only a kedushin derabanan, he really can't, it's not his wife. How can it be matama her? So we'll deal with that tomorrow.